You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Steve Verderosa joins us. Good friend of mine, good friend of the show. Former scout for the Giants for over 30 years, knows the football better than most. Steve, good morning. Actually, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon to you.
Before we start diving into X's and O's and breaking down both the Jets and the Giants matchups, big day tomorrow for Eli Manning. They're retiring his jersey. Yep. I know you were a big part of the organization when you drafted Eli Manning. I'd love for, if you have a few minutes, if you could kind of like share that story with us when the Giants did draft Eli Manning and how that all went down.
Well, you know what? There's been a lot of things written about it. There was only maybe 15, 18 people in that room that really know what's happening, how it happened. I don't really want to share all that with you because I'm putting that in my book, because there's a whole chapter on how Eli Manning really became a Giant. But I will tell you this. He's the most approachable, engaging, humble guy in the 33 years that I was able to be in the National Football League. I can call him anytime, and he might not answer me right away, but in a day or two, he always calls you back. Used to sit and have breakfast with him sometimes in the facility. He's a guy that would sit at anybody's table. He had no airs about him. And the one thing that I really want to say about him is, and I sound very jaded in my view, about what people call elite and just the best of the best. To me, your value in any walk of life is based on your availability. This guy answered the bell all the time. And I know a lot has been made about the average one-loss record during the regular season, but this guy played biggest in the big games. And if I could make one way to compare, you know, the last couple of years, all I hear is that Patrick Mahomes might be the greatest of all time. Well, that first Super Bowl, it looked that way, but what happened in last year's Super Bowl? The point I'm trying to make is that position is the most important in football, but the most dependent on the other players. And without an offensive line, Mahomes couldn't do it himself. And in Eli's case, you know, there were years that we as an organization let him down because some of the players that we drafted that we thought would be better than what they were didn't turn out that way. So quarterbacks get too much of the credit when you win, too much of the blame when you lose, just like the head coaches. To me, Eli was the most stand-up guy I've ever been around. Him and Phil Sims, to me, they kind of separate themselves from just about every other player I ever had the chance to be around. So in that regard, I love the guy. Couldn't happen to a better person. If anybody doesn't think he's a Hall of Famer, ask Tom Brady the two times they got to face each other in the Super Bowl. Those weren't flukes.
Again, Steve Verderosa joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. I guess we'll have to wait for your book to find out exactly what really happened.
Exactly. When
Eli Manning was drafted by the Giants. With that being said, let's start with the Giants game. They're going up against Atlanta. You know, it's very interesting. Everybody that I've spoken to this week who covers the Giants or is part of the Giants organization says, man, if the Giants can't beat the Atlanta Falcons, we just got to pack it up, call it a season, and go home. Now, everybody I've spoken to on the Atlanta Falcons side say the same thing, Steve. Man, if we can't beat the New York Football Giants, we should just pack it up and go home. So I'm staying away from this game. I don't know what to make of it. That's why I'm thrilled to have you on. I know you did a deep dive here. I'm curious to get your thoughts, kind of break it down. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, I think for both teams, irregardless of who the opponent is, they're looking at the record right now. Both teams are 0-2. Both teams cannot afford to go 0-3. So whether they were playing the Kansas City Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they're approaching it the same way in that this is really do-or-die time. To get 0-3, you're really digging yourself a really deep hole this early in the season. So I think both teams feel it's paramount important, irregardless of the opponent. That being said, these are the opponents that each team is preparing for. to me, the Giants is Ingram going to play? Him and Galladay are both questionable. So if
I'm told,
just FYI,
I'm being told it's full go for everybody. I'm being told it's full go for Ingram. I'm told it's 100% full go for Saquon. I'm being told it's full go for Galladay. Being told, you know, all of everybody, full, this is a, like everybody's a go. Okay. Let's go.
All right. Well, that just puts more pressure on Atlanta's defense, especially their defensive backs. I believe A.J. Terrell, one of their starting corners, is out. Mm-hmm. The corner on the other side is a young man with basically no experience. So if the Giants have all their weapons in tow and they're ready to roll and you're at home and you got Eli at halftime, you better be able to light it up. Now, they got a couple of good players on defense. Obviously, the Giants' interior offensive line is still in question with Gates out and people moving around. And Billy Price really struggled last Thursday night. And you're going against Grady Jarrett, who's probably their best defensive player. So that immediate pressure right up the middle, they better be able to stop that guy or neutralize him to some degree. Otherwise, both the running game and the passing game will have some trouble there. But I see the Giants coming out on top. Atlanta did score points on very good Tampa Bay defense last week, so I don't think you're going to shut him out. Matt Ryan's going to come to play. You know that's going to be always the case with him. Another guy who's really underrated as far as I'm concerned, because he answers the call every Sunday as well.
Again, Steve Verderosa joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. So how do you think our Giants win? Is it going
to
be a close one?
You want me to pick a score?
Don't give me a score. But like I'm just you know, game script. Like, is it going to come down to a field goal? You feel the Giants are you know, have the potential to be dominant here?
Like I said, if all those guys are ready to roll and they're all playing, I'd be disappointed if the Giants didn't win by, say, two scores. You know, if they're not winning by 10 points, I'd be surprised.
Okay, let's take a look at what's going on with the Jets. And I said it a little bit earlier, you know, my heart goes out to Zach Wilson. He goes from a Bill Belichick-led defense, who we know has uber success against rookies, to now Vic Fangio. And, you know, very interesting. So yesterday I filled in for Chris Carlin, and also I spoke to Rich Cimini, and both of them said there are defensive coordinators that will look at film and still don't understand what Fangio does on defense. And now you've got a rookie coming from BYU who's going to have to try to understand that on the fly. That's going to be tough, Steve.
Yes. I mean, this is a tough draw for them. You know, even with Chubb out, is Chubb playing or is he out? I believe
Chubb
he's out, right?
Chubb is, Bradley Chubb is out. He had surgery this week.
They would like Von Miller to be out too, and both corners to be out. And this is a really tough assignment. Their secondary is very, very good. They can rush the passer with scheme and just players. So tough assignment for the Jets on the road. That have struggled to score points on offense. Their defense is probably where the Giant defense, I think, is underachieved the first 2 weeks based on last year's performance and what people expected. The Jet defense is probably, to a little degree, overachieved based on last year. So game might be a little closer than people think. I just don't see the Jets ever scoring enough points to win this game on the road. You know, be another valiant effort. It'll be another learning experience for the young quarterback. They got to get him out on the move, because if he sits in the pocket trying to read coverage, you know, one tap, two tap with that football, he's going to be on his keister.
Did you just use the word keister?
I did. You didn't want me to use another word, did you? I could have said
It's a family show, but I haven't heard keister in quite a while.
Okay.
You know, another thing I want you to comment on is you know, mile high, like that altitude, it is a thing, especially in September. And I just, Teddy Bridgewater is playing so great. He's pushing the ball down the field, unlike we've seen him do in years past. They've got a lot of weapons and a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. I just, you know, I think this Jets secondary is going to be, is really going to be gassed. You know, how concerning is that?
Well, you got to. The one factor there is the altitude. Whether it's September or December is always a factor for some teams. I know the Giants years back, Parcells, we always used to travel on Friday instead of Saturday to get another day to get acclimated. So some teams I know still do that. But you got players that didn't play at all in the preseason. There's still guys trying to get into really, really good football shape. So that's a factor. Could be some factors for both teams, but certainly mostly for the travel team.
Before we let you go, the one game I'm most looking forward to is the Rams and the Bucks game. I like the Rams here. I think Aaron Donald pressuring Tom Brady from the interior side of the line is crucial. Tom loves a clean pocket. He likes to step up into the pocket when he makes his throws. Whenever he has to scramble right or left, it really causes problems. And I love the way that Matthew Stafford's been playing so far this season. So I like the Rams this week. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, I think missing JPP will hurt their pass rush a little bit because now you can't really come from both sides. There'll be a little more scheming involved there. And that's not going to affect Matthew Stafford. You know, to me, this guy is a player that doesn't get enough allocates for his true talent. Unfortunately, he was in Detroit a lot of years, and by himself, he overachieved and got them competitive sometimes. I know they had a couple of 9-7 seasons with Jim Caldwell as the coach and always fell a little short. You know, if this guy was in a different market, and now he is in L.A., I think people with more primetime games will see this guy's true talent. He's tough. He's got an unbelievable arm, but he's not just a thrower. This guy's a passer. He's tough. He's smart. I'd love to see this guy have some postseason success and get the allocates that he deserves because he's been a warrior for a long time. I like the Rams in this game, too. Not having the number one running back, if he doesn't line up and play, I know he's iffy. That could hurt their balance some, but he has weapons and should be a heck of a football game. 27-24, 28-27, something like that, competitive, coming down maybe to the last possession. I could see that. That big crowd, that certainly won't affect Tom Brady. But I'm hoping to see a really, really good football game. I'm looking forward to that game as well.
Good stuff as always, Steve. Great to hear your voice. Folks should know, Steve has a young puppy. How old is he now?
He's 18 months old, and his AKC papers are Eli Manning Bergerosa and my big white German Shepherd. And one of the times that I talked to Eli, I told him about that, and he said, "I'm honored." That's just the way he is, you know. He, like I said before, most humble, most down-to-earth, most regular guy I ever met in 33 years in the National Football League.
Great stuff, Steve. Appreciate you, my friend. Enjoy the games.
Oh, there he is. There's Eli. Did you hear him?
I did. I just heard him. So cute. So cute. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Well, listen, have a great day. Enjoy the games tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Appreciate you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.